Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Jalen Suggs is a guy that makes such a big difference for them. With him missing so much time recently, it's been tough to get a good pulse on them. When he's on the court, they're like six games over 500. When they don't have him, their defense slides to like an average level, and they're not that great of a team. So when they don't have all their guys, yeah, they're pretty much what they are. They're a sub 500 team, and really that 6-7 spot in the East is beginning to separate with Detroit on an 8-game winning streak. You see Orlando kind of going through the mud right now. Miami's been bad. Philadelphia can't buy a win even with their stars healthy and active. So that part of the East is kind of ugly. Orlando definitely has had an extremely disappointing season. But if they have their guys healthy, if they're at full strength in the playoffs, I still think they could be an intriguing matchup. But as of right now, they just can't get any offense going, obviously, and it's been a struggle for them on that side of the ball for the last 2 years.
So then, as I look at that and I say, okay, even if you don't view the Magic that way, is that in a way that maybe the Celtics are currently viewing the Cavs? Like, I listened to a lot of Boston radio today, and maybe they're holding it for tomorrow. But there was not one mention of the Cavs. They had Brian Scalabrine on from NBC calling Boston games over there, and they were like, the most interesting thing they talked about in their interview was basically the fact that he really liked Jason Tatum as a finals MVP bet right now, that was the best thing he had. Not one talk about a Cavs matchup tomorrow and what you think would be an Eastern Conference Finals preview.
Look, obviously the Cavs had an amazing start this season, 15-0. They've gone on these like tremendous winning streaks, and I think they're really being overlooked right now just because they've only won 8 in a row. Like, 8 in a row is a huge accomplishment. And, you know, look at the Detroit Pistons and how happy they are with 8 in a row, and they should be. But since the DeAndre Hunter trade, I think the national media in Boston and some of these top markets really still have not caught on to just how incredibly good on both ends of the ball the Cavs have been since that Hunter trade. 6-0, number one on offense, number two on defense. Their net rating with Hunter is plus 23.1. And Boston is 5-1 over that same stretch with a net rating of 9, which is really good. I mean, those are great numbers. And the fact that the Cavs' net rating is over twice that, I mean, that's just ridiculously good. And they've played Orlando's a decent team. They beat the Sox off the Knicks. I mean, they've beaten some good teams over that stretch as well. And I think Cleveland, I don't know if they're going to be the favorites tomorrow, especially with the game being in Boston. Boston just got whooped last night by Detroit. Boston better wake up, because the Cavs are, this might be the best version of the Cavs we've seen all season, and that's saying a lot because they've been awesome almost all year long.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The only question I would raise off of that is, Have they earned being taken seriously at this point just by being, 48-10 right now? Or is this team still sort of in the prove-it stage because they haven't done anything in the playoffs? Or anything is a bit of a stretch, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, you won a series last year, and even at full strength, I don't think you were going to beat Boston in the playoffs last year. And obviously, Jared Allen was hurt, missed the entire series against Boston. Donovan Mitchell gets hurt. So it's kind of like, well, at full strength, I think the Cavs could have at least earned some more respect. Let's say they push that series to 7 games, even if Boston ends up winning. You could say, wow, this is a young Cavs team that pushed the eventual champions to 7 games. I think that would have definitely garnered some more respect, but it kind of took the air out of the series because we had so many injuries. I think they definitely have earned their respect just because of their nice win, series win over the Orlando Magic, because they have the best record in the NBA, because they had the best start, tied for the second best start to a season in NBA history, number one in offense in the league right now, flirting with setting the record for offense in NBA history set by the Boston Celtics last year. I mean, what don't you respect about them yet? Yeah, they haven't been to a conference finals with this group yet, but outside of Donovan Mitchell, a lot of these guys haven't hit their prime. And if Boston is going to walk into this game tomorrow and not respect them, the Cavs are going to win by 20. That's the respect level that they should have earned, because the Cavs are that good on both ends of the ball, especially since the Hunter trade.
I really like the Cavs to be using this one as an opportunity to sort of prove what they have in front of them. Is this a game, and we've talked about this before, Greg, measuring sticks aren't great in the regular season, but if there is going to be the one, is this a measuring stick in the for the Cavs?
Oh, 100%. I mean, this is their biggest game from now until when the playoffs start. If you look at remaining strength of schedule, the Cavs are 18th, so they have a pretty favorable schedule moving forward. Boston is far and away their toughest opponent. If you look at just win percentage and teams moving forward after that, it's the Knicks, it's the Grizzlies, it's the Pacers. Those are their next toughest opponents. And we've seen what they did to the Knicks and the Grizzlies in the last week. This is it. This is the measuring stick game from now until the end of April when the playoffs begin. If they go into Boston and they have a convincing win, their morale, their confidence level is going to be sky high, because the rest of their opponents, you've got Utah, you've got Charlotte, you've got Brooklyn, you've got a couple games against the Bulls, the Spurs, the Blazers. They have a pretty easy schedule moving forward after this Boston game. So this is the measuring stick game before the playoffs begin.
Greg, could you see the Celtics then, if the Cavs are going to use this as a measuring stick, almost a little bit of gamesmanship out of them, and maybe you sit Jason Tatum, you sit Jaylen Brown, and sort of accept being the 2 seed, falling another game back, just so the Cavs don't get an opportunity to see how they look with a new addition with DeAndre Hunter, and you'll have to wait until the playoffs to see it?
Oh, that'd be a weak move if Boston did that, especially if they're coming off a bad loss against Detroit last night. This is going to be their measuring stick game too, to kind of see, we're going to probably be the number 2 seed. We're not going to catch Cleveland. We're 6.5 games behind them. So, if you're looking ahead, this is probably going to be the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston is going to have to spend most of it in Cleveland. The Cavs are going to get home court advantage in the Eastern Conference. Should they make it that far? Should Boston make it that far? And if you're Boston and you look at their remaining schedule, Cleveland is by far and away, obviously, their toughest opponent. They got one more against OKC. They've got one against Denver. But, obviously, record-wise, the Cavs are the best in the league. So they should take this seriously. They should have a healthy fear of Cleveland, even though that they're the defending champions. But they're also a roster that is a little bit older. And you look at a guy like Al Horford, a guy like Drew Holiday has really taken a step back this season. I think, obviously, they're a really good team. I'm not taking anything away from them, but there should be a healthy fear of the Cavaliers, because the Cavs, as good as they are, have a young roster, and they have not hit their prime yet. So for Boston, I play all your guys. I treat it like a playoff game and say, all right, if we go in and we beat these guys on our home floor, we don't care if we're the number 2 seed going to the playoffs, because we're going to have that confidence knowing that we're the defending champions and we can beat these guys even if they finish with a better record than us.
Greg Swartz, a NBA writer for Bleacher Report, with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Greg, what team are you putting this as a bigger game for then? Is it the Cavs or is it the Celtics?
I'm going to say the Cavs just because, I mean, if you're Boston and you're coming off a title, no regular season game for you is going to be as big as that. If you're the Cavs and you're still on the up and up, this is the team that you lost to in the playoffs last year. They're the defending champions. They're the one with the target on their back. And as good as you think you are, and you are really good, you've dropped a pair of games to the Celtics. You had an embarrassing loss the second time you played Oklahoma City, even though you beat them the first time. So there might be just a little bit of doubt in the back of your head, like, we know we're good. There's not a doubt about that. But are we significantly better than the defending champions? And I think that should be enough motivation for you to go into Boston tomorrow night and be like, all right, we want to send a message to the rest of the league to prove once and for all we're better than OKC. We're better than Boston. We're better than these teams that are similar to us in the standings. So I think it's a bigger game for Cleveland just because they haven't had the postseason success that the Celtics have. But certainly for Boston, I think it's a big game for them as well.
So I think we have to get sort of down to the obvious elephant in the room since last time you played the Celtics, the addition of DeAndre Hunter. I mean, very simply, going into this game, what are you using sort of as your evaluation tool to see the difference between the Cavs with DeAndre Hunter playing the Celtics versus how they were without?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the Cavs. If you looked at their roster versus Boston, that was the one thing they were missing, right? They were missing this big wing that could spend defensive minutes on Jason Tatum, on Jaylen Brown. They have a lot of wings, but a lot of them aren't that big. Isaac Okoro, as good as he is defensively, he's given up a lot of size to a guy like Jason Tatum, who stands at 6'8", long arms. He's got a lot of muscle to him. So if you put in a guy like Hunter that, you know, is looking at him eye to eye, has the long wingspan, has some muscle on his frame, can move around, is a good, maybe not an elite defender, but is a good defender. That was the piece they were missing. So the fact that they went out and got him, I think a lot of that probably was motivated for a potential Celtics matchup, because that was your weakness. You have the advantage in the guard position now. You have the advantage in the front court, probably overall, if they're playing Al Horford big minutes, especially at his age, and you don't know Kristaps Porzingis if he's going to be healthy, because obviously he misses a lot of games. So I think that was their one weakness. They made it a goal to solve that at the trade deadline, I think, with the Celtics in mind. So I think we're going to see him probably come off the bench again, but he's going to close the game. He's going to get a lot of minutes. I expect to see him both on Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and just try different matchups as kind of like a warm-up for a potential playoff series.
So I'm right there with you, Greg, and I expect him to come off the bench as well, just by the way they've been doing things. In a series sort of within this season against the Celtics, the Cavs' sort of Achilles heel have been coming out to a slow start against them, or getting off to a slow start in the first half. Is Max Strus going to be able to hold up against either if you assume he goes up against Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown, is he going to be able to hold up in that matchup without DeAndre Hunter on the floor defensively?
Yeah, I think it will get most of his time against Jaylen Brown, especially the Celtics roll at their normal starting five. There's going to be Evan Mobley probably getting the first defensive assignment on Jason Tatum, as it should be. I think that's our best matchup there. So Jaylen Brown, not quite as big, 6'5", 6'6". Max Strus has given up a little bit of size to him, but not nearly as much as he would if he was guarding Jason Tatum. And I think Strus is a solid defender. He's not going to make an all-defensive team, but I think he's a solid defender. So if he can just hold his own, Jaylen Brown's a guy that a lot of times he'll get off to a big first half. You'll see him explode for like 20 points in the first half, and then he kind of disappears in the second half. And I think if you can just manage him, keep him to 10 points or less in the first half, especially don't let him hit a couple shots early. Maybe make the Celtics role players hit some shots early, and don't let Jaylen Brown get a hot start like we've seen him do. I think that's going to be big for the Cavs defense, especially Max Strus, assuming he's the first guy that gets a defensive assignment on him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So then as we look back to DeAndre Hunter, I mean, this year going up against Boston, you see him put up 16 points in their lone matchup with Atlanta. He's within the last year put up 20 plus. Is this something, obviously we look to the clear glaring issue the Cavs had defensively. Do you expect him to play a bigger offensive role than maybe he has in a few of these other games? I mean, he's been solid, but it's not like, he hasn't been Atlanta DeAndre Hunter, nor do we expect him to be.
No, I think obviously this Cavs team is far more talented than the Atlanta Hawks team. He had to do a lot more in Atlanta, especially after Jalen Johnson goes down with an injury. Trae Young has not shot the ball well at all this year for Atlanta. So for Cleveland, if he gives you 14 points off the bench, 14 points per game off the bench, I think that's good. You know, he's not going to average 18 to 20 like he did in Atlanta, and that's okay. He did have a rough shooting night the last time he played at Boston. It was January 18th. He shot 1 of 8 from three. Obviously, he's been on fire for the Cavs, over 56% from three, and he's doing that on catch and shoot looks and pull up looks. He's shooting 70%. On pull-up threes for the Cavs right now. Obviously, that number's not going to sustain, but he's been really good. 60% of his shots right now with the Cavs are either classified as open or wide open. That's a hefty number, and he's getting a lot of quality looks that he maybe didn't get in Atlanta. So I'm sure he's going in this game thinking, I had a pretty rough night against them the first time, 1 of 8 from three, certainly looking to get his revenge there. And he's been really good. Only one game so far with the Cavs where he hasn't hit multiple three-pointers, 4 three-pointers or more in 3 of his games. I think he'll have an aggressive night. I think he'll want to come out strong. And I think he'll be needed on both ends of the ball, especially as he guards both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Again, Greg Swartz, Bleacher Report with us on the hotline. What do I have to do to start a movement to get more traction for Ty Jerome, Sixth Man of the Year? I mean, truly, what do I have to do?
Oh my gosh. I still feel like every once in a while I get on Twitter and there's like, you know, the NBA random, like generic NBA Twitter accounts that are like hyping him up and praising him a little bit more. And it's just like the raw numbers don't do it justice. Like you'll look at it. Oh, he's averaging 13 points per game over his last 10 games. Yeah. But this guy is like a maniac. Like it's not like he's just benefiting playing off of these star players. Like you put the ball in his hands and he looks like the number one offensive option on a playoff team at any given night. Like, he is so amazingly good. I feel frustrated that we were robbed of this last year because when the Cavs have a premier backup point guard, a la Ricky Rubio, like a Ty Jerome, it just completely transforms this team. It takes so much pressure off of a Darius Garland, off of a Donovan Mitchell, if they have to miss a random night. And it's like, you don't have to worry. It's like, well, just plug in Ty Jerome and he's going to score 20 points for you. And he's going to do it on, 60% shooting. Like it's unbelievable. I don't think his raw numbers are going to be there at the end to win Sixth Man of the Year. But if you look at overall impact, if you look at scoring efficiency, if you look at just the lift that he gives this team when he comes in, just a number that you can't quantify. He's just been so good this year. I'm sad that we're probably going to lose him in free agency because we're not going to be able to pay him. But let's just enjoy the ride right now because he's just been amazing for the Cavs.
Yeah, no doubt. He's definitely he's earned his paycheck and his payday yes. eventually when it rolls around. But Greg, I appreciate you a lot. Cavs-Celtics obviously coming up tomorrow. People are going to stay tuned probably to what you have. I'm sure with a matchup that big, you'll have something over at Bleacher Report. But I'm excited to see what it has, and I'm excited to talk to you coming up soon about it as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me on tonight.
As always, Greg, Greg Swartz, Bleacher Report.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.